So there we were in front of the machine shed, Drover and I. I was telling him a wild yarn about a red hairy gorilla that I'd found in the feed barn. And I had the little mutt scared out of his wits. He came slouching towards me, Drover.
Oh my gosh!
With long, sharp fangs.
Oh my gosh!
Arms as thick as tree trunks.
Oh my gosh!
And he came after me, Drover, grunting and growling and grinding his teeth together. He had his hands raised over his head, and they were spread like claws, and I could see the drops of green poison dripping off the poison stingers.
Oh my gosh!
And just then, a loud moaning wind came along and blew the door shut. You should have seen him. Drover, that is. His eyes were as big around as silver dollars. I had the little mutt so scared he was ready to jump in the next week.
Oh, I would have died right there.
I was cornered, Drover, locked in a dark room with a red-eyed hairy gorilla with poison stinger claws. And he was coming towards me like a whole cottonwood tree slouching through the darkness.
Don't tell me anymore, Hank. I don't think I can stand it.
I had begun to act out the gorilla's part, see? I was stalking towards little Mr. Saucer Eyes, and he was all bunched up in a ball and shrinking away from me. And he kept coming, Drover. I could hear his feet hitting the ground. The sound of those feet shook the entire feed barn and caused little plumes of dust to fall from the ceiling. Yeah, say, this was fun. Drover's eyes had now grown to 5 times their original size, and the hair had sprung up along his backbone.
Hank, I think that's about all I can stand.
He kept coming, Drover, and I could feel his hot breath on my face.
Hank, somebody's behind you.
And the gorilla kept coming, and I could see those glowing red... What did you say?
I said, don't look now, but there's a headless cowboy that just walked out of the machine shed.
I stared at the little mutt.